proclamation number 6374 dated the October 10th, 1955. Whatever you ask the Father in my name, single quote, and you will truly receive whatever you ask for in my name. You have to call upon me in Jesus Christ. Only someone who acknowledges me, the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ, who recognizes his God and Father in him and thus prays to the Father, will find his request granted, for he will be guided by my Spirit to the one from whom he once originated. Whoever does not acknowledge Jesus, the Son of Man, as the Heavenly Father's representative, whoever does not believe that I embodied myself in Jesus the human being, will not send a prayer to me in complete trust either, even if he doesn't deny God, but instead his belief in a God and Creator was purely acquired and did not come alive in him. For a living faith is the result of love, but love also acknowledges Jesus Christ as God's Son and Redeemer of the world, who merged with his Father of eternity. Thus he will no longer separate the Redeemer Jesus Christ from the eternal deity. He will have been enlightened by his Spirit that he and I are one. And his prayer will always be granted, for he will only ever request something I can give to him without damaging his soul. You humans will only be able to understand the true meaning of my words if my Spirit can work in you. My Spirit, however, can only work in you if you allow it to do so, if you, through a life of love, provide it with the opportunity to express itself to you. But then you will accept my word as if it was directly spoken to you, for then I will address my children and with my word will also simultaneously give them the understanding for it. And then you will be able to consider yourselves blessed. For your soul will receive light, it will begin to understand, it will mature, for then you will also do everything I ask of you. You will comply with my will and shape yourselves increasingly more into love, and your soul will perfect itself while it is still on earth. Call upon me in Jesus Christ and first of all pray to achieve this perfection on earth. And truly, you will not make this prayer to me in vain. For hearing a spiritual request is most pleasing to me. A spiritual request will be fulfilled, because the Father won't deny his child anything and because the human being already demonstrates his childship by appealing to me for help to become perfect. And always pray that you become and stay aware of my presence. Then you will constantly walk your earthly path in company with your eternal Father, then you can never go wrong, then you will mentally dwell increasingly more in spiritual spheres and your progress will be assured. You could achieve so much if you remember my word and conduct yourselves in accordance with my words, if you ask the Father in my name. Single quote. Earthly and spiritually you cannot make an inappropriate request. I will always grant your wishes, for I made this promise to you and I keep my word. Call upon the Divine Redeemer with whom the Father united himself. Call to God in Jesus Christ. Then you, too, will belong to the redeemed. Then you will have penetrated the mystery of God's human manifestation. For unredeemed people completely lack the belief that I embodied myself in the human being Jesus. But you demonstrate this belief when you ask, the Father in my name. Amen.